Lieutenant. I've been waiting for you. It's been some time since we've been well acquainted. Why don't you sit on my lap like a good girl?
How I've missed you.
My one and only lieutenant. I've ached for you in ways I didn't know I could. I was worried that you might not come back to me. I only want you. Perhaps it's selfish of me, and I'm ashamed as a captain, but I love you more than all else. Even if that makes me a shameless fool, I accept that gladly.
My words could never express how happy I am to see you, alive and well. I missed you, my lieutenant, my darling, the one who makes my heart race. When I see into those beautiful eyes, I get lost in them. And my heart wavers, and when my heart wavers, my words stutter. And when that happens, when words falter, I turn to action. Your hands, did you wound them? I missed you. Every single moment you were away. There's nothing in this world quite like you. Nothing I could ever imagine that could match you. You are my one and only love. And just as I went, prepared to make another of my tribute to the fallen, I'm just so happy I don't have to add your name to my failures, to my sadness, to these kinds of negative, terrible feelings. I lusted not after just your body, but your touch, the feeling of your voice hitting my ear, and I wanted to grace you with every single lovely thing I could. My beautiful, one-of-kind love. My lieutenant that I so selfishly entwine in this business and pleasure relationship. I longed for you, lieutenant, and no one else. There was no one in my heart until you broke down those walls. Until you gave me the hope, the passion, the love of what I do. You saved me from the saddest fate a man can have, living for nothing and dying alone. Now, if you'll pardon me, I can't help but want more, more, so much more of my obedient lieutenant. Perhaps it's the wrong time, but I wanted to say how much I've wanted you while looking you in the eyes. I wanted to see what kind of cute expression you might hold when I tell you you are all I've thought about. You consumed my thoughts, swelled out my mind, and made my heart beat so much faster. Now I expect you to take responsibility for such devious actions, Lieutenant. Do I blame you for them? Of course not. Yet at the same time, I have to. Was it not you who captivated my heart? Was it not the beautiful girl in front of me that was responsible for making me feel so very,
very much for making me fall so vastly in love that I was swallowed up in whatever man I was before, has long since given way to the corruption and all-consuming nature of love. I want no distance between us any longer. And the fact that you even went out on such a mission, I feel ashamed. As a lover and a commander, that I could not be there with you. But no longer. I will waste no time in giving you exactly what you need, my darling. It seems we are of the same mind. A naughty girl like you takes what she wants, doesn't she? I just don't know where to start or stop with you, Lieutenant. How am I supposed to handle all this? Insubordination. Why, look at you. Sitting atop my lap like this. This is clearly a breach of command. The chain of command is all mixed up between us. What am I going to do with you? You're so indubitably beautiful. And so much so, I'm afraid your commander cannot be held responsible for what comes next. Do you understand, soldier? I will make you mine. Again and again, and as long as it takes, I will steal away all the doubt. And every time you challenge the chain of command, I'll see to it that the chain comes back around that neck of yours, as you definitely deserve to feel its icy, cold grips. But something tells me, Lieutenant, you like this breach of command, this treason. And something tells me I like it too. Look at you. That quivering cunt of yours, aching for more. Shall I touch it? No. The way you touch me makes me crave you more. I didn't think it was possible, Lieutenant, to crave you any more than I have these long days. I care not for how long they are, only that you're here with me. Yes. Look at you. Shall I take that aching body of yours and... I see. You may wish to be careful. I'm not entirely sure you could handle a cock this thick. Not after you've been away from it for some time. Surely you aren't practiced unless you tormented that sexy little slit of yours thinking about me. My, Lieutenant, it seems you've been training in all the wrong ways, making that lewd and sexy body that much more. Was it all done to seduce your captain? What a naughty lieutenant I have. Oh, to continue, I need to document every last detail of how lewd you've become from head to toe. Oh, my lieutenant, to think you would be so unprofessional but sexy. I have a right to say that. After all, this is your reprimanding for being such a precarious young woman. Trust me, it's for your own good. Yes. You need much training, don't you? Yes. The investigation's just begun, and I'll see firsthand how naughty of a girl you've become. It's a routine inspection. Now, spread your legs, and your commander will enjoy giving you your punishment personally. Yes, this bulge right here, it's a command and order. You need to feel it firsthand. Can you enjoy the feeling of how hard you've made me? Look at you. Such a slutty girl, letting your nipples get hard. I'll have to inspect further. And tend to these naughty little nipples. This is part of your punishment. You need to be sufficiently tortured until you understand why you made a mistake. Such pert nipples. The more I tease them, the more I get addicted to your flavor, your scent. My lieutenant. And what's going on below here? Would you look at that? You're sopping that pussy once more, doesn't it? I'll touch you while I tend to your nipples. Yes, I want you to ache for me in every way you can imagine. Be mine over and over again. Yes. My great wheel knows no bounds. And the way you touch me back is bold, Lieutenant. But I'm not sure if you can handle what comes if you do. You must be asking for it then, aren't you? So fucking naughty. Look at you. Tell me, Lieutenant, do you know why I was drawn to you? Why I fell so madly in love with you? It was nothing like that. I saw myself in you. I saw so many things that I never got, never received, and yet you gave them so freely. At first, I thought you were full. But then I realized it's just who you are. And who you are is more than beautiful. More than naughty. And so, so much more than you think you are. You should be proud to be a woman of your caliber. Because I admit it, sometimes you seem far too good to be stuck with someone like me. And then I realize I can't trust anyone else in this world to take care of you as you need to be. My naughty little thing. Now I want to take care of you for the rest of our lives. And I'll be depending on you to take care of me all the same. Now, why don't I tend to your nethers? Why don't I worship that sex of yours so adamantly even the gods would be lost for words? Such cute thighs. You're squirming for me, aren't you? Pressing those thighs together. What a naughty girl hiding your pussy from me. Now, obediently, show me that beautiful flower. Good girl. Your flavor and scent is so delicious. One more. So sexy like this.
You have my permission to come. When I'm finished with you. My lieutenant, how naughty you are. Now I want to worship you and punish you all the same. Yes. And I say, why not both? Naughty. Yes. Just relax. Be mine. This pussy belongs to me. Do you understand? Good girl. Understanding the chain of command. No. Yes. My slutty lieutenant. I order you to come. Yes, using my tongue. The mess you've made, and I love every moment of it. No, Lieutenant, it's not enough, is it? You want more, as do I. Now it's time you obey your buddy's master. Red fire burning in your belly, aching for more touch, wanting and needing a fat cock inside of that tight little pussy. Yes, Lieutenant, I want you to want this punishment. I want you to take this honorable discharge, and of course, to enjoy drowning in the feeling of coming until your brain ceases. Now, bend over, Lieutenant. Bend over for your captain, naughty girl. Now that you've been properly disciplined, at least in part, let me enjoy. Oh, yes.
Let me enjoy taking you. Look at this beautiful rump. I could hold it in my hands and squeeze until you break. But part of me wants to show mercy instead. Oh, yes. Oh. You're right. Mercy is for good girls. Now, what is it, Lieutenant? Any last words before I fuck your brains out? Look at you aching. It's a beautiful sight, truly. One that I want to look at many more times. Now, what do you say? Yes. Lieutenant, that's rebellion at this point. I think not. So you accept it earnestly. Yes. Hump that cock. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Why don't you put forth the effort then? Hump that cock and hold my hands. Stare into my eyes and thank me for treating you so well, naughty girl. Oh, yes. 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 Do you enjoy your punishment? Yes, you're so slutty, and I'm living for every second of it. This debauchery suits you. Yes. 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 Thank you, Captain. Yes. I'll see to it that you endure this punishment for a long time, Lieutenant. Maybe forever. Yes, Lieutenant. Now it's time for you to enjoy it thoroughly. Lieutenant, what do you think you're doing? Oh, you wish to usurp command? Then I hope you have lots of endurance, because I won't give up without a fight. Lieutenant, you are such a bold girl. Oh, yes. Make it so then. Yes. Oh, yes. My naughty Lieutenant.
Yes, your captain loves you. Your captain feels very good, but I'd feel better with your arms wrapped around me. Yes, enveloped like this. Slow and passionate kiss. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Remember, you can only come when I say so. Oh, yes, Lieutenant. Come with me. Yes. Yes. Lieutenant. Yes. 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 Yes, Lieutenant. I will have the pleasure I desire, and so will you, my beautiful Lieutenant. Yes, come on, my cock. Yes, 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 Lieutenant. Yes, come with me. That's in order. Yes, Lieutenant. Lieutenant. Yes, yes, you have my order, my permission, my demand. Come, Lieutenant. I never said to stop coming. Yes, Lieutenant. More. More. Because I said so. Lieutenant. Yes, come with me again, my Lieutenant Slut. Fuck, fuck. Yes, this is what I've ached for, what I've needed. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, come with me. Lieutenant. Can you feel my cum pouring into that slutty pussy of yours? See to it that it stays that way. Mark my words, Lieutenant. I won't accept second place to anyone. Do I make myself clear? Good. Naughty, Lieutenant. Now, why don't you make yourself comfortable? I think now that that madness of passion has been upon us, it's important that we take time. Time to admire each other, as lovers do. Commands aside, I love you more than anything in this entire world. And all I ask is that I might have your love in return. I know I can be so selfish, but I will never cease to hold you just like this. and drive forth the passion of every kiss. With everything I am, as a man, as your captain, as your one true love, and that's all I could ever ask for. You.